This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I mean that sincerely. It's always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us, involved, engaged. Get involved and get engaged. I got the air conditioner hit me right in the eyeball. Isn't that wonderful? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Sign up for the text messaging. We text you somewhere during the show, and we don't text you every night. It's a couple times a week. Let you know the show is coming on and probably what we're going to be discussing, topic we're going to be taking on. And if you head up to the website, then you can buy the book. You can buy a – should I do a hat? Maybe I should do a TRS hat, although I don't wear hats. So I can't even model a thing. 855-REAL-JOE. All right, let's just jump into it because I enjoy this so much. I enjoy letting off my steam. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we've always heard that Obama's candidacy, his everything about it was scandalous. He was such a saint, such a wonderful man. And I found this older article that I had forgotten about, and you know. When somebody does so many things, you've got so many stories to choose from, you forget some of these. So do you remember when the Obama campaign was fined big for, ready for this? Not for forgetting about, not for forgetting to put them on, but for hiding donors. So they didn't want people to know who was giving the money, so they hid the donors. And they kept all the donations that came in illegally. Like foreign entity money. This is not where somebody gave them too much money or they went over what they were supposed to be able to give them. No, this was foreign entity money, period. Now, Barack's presidential campaign had been fined $375,000 by the Federal Election Commission. And what for? Remember, this was going to be the most transparent administration ever? Yeah. They were fined for not being transparent. They violated federal disclosure, being transparent. Disclosure laws. An FEC audit of Obama for America 2008 records found that the committee had failed to disclose millions, not a couple of contributions, but millions of dollars in contributions. They dragged its feet on refunding millions. And the resulting fine was the largest ever handed down by the FEC. So the scandalous administration was fined, I guess, for a non-scandal. Maybe they were fined for not being scandalous enough. I don't know. Just thinking. The FEC says that the Obama campaign failed to disclose securities of 1,300 large donations, which together accounted for almost $2 million. Now, election rules state that campaigns must report donations, ready for this one, of $1,000 or more within 20 days of the election day. Obama for America was also fined for untimely resolution of excessive contributions. Now, that's according to the agreement that the FEC says that the campaign had accepted more than $1.3 million in contributions that came from donors who had already given 45,000, the maximum amount, but the maximum allowed by FEC rules. Now, the campaign eventually refunded the excess cash, but it didn't do so within the 60-day window. So think about this. The most law-abiding, transparent administration ever, just ask Obama, he'll tell you. They hid the names of large donors. They hid the names of donors who over-donated. They misreported money. They took money from sources they shouldn't have taken it from. It's all in the FEC documents. Right? And again, not reporting the large donors was a big deal. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The fines were a result of complaints filed with the FEC by the Republican National Committee. Obama campaign had been quick to point out that the errors constitute a small portion of more than $750 million it raised during 08. Now, really, when you sit here and think about this one event, him running for president, he has a whole team he's paying, right? He's being scrutinized. He's running against Hillary Clinton. And he can't get this right? This one thing he just can't get right. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. This stuff totally floors me on a regular basis. When we come from the break, you know, political correctness hasn't really gone away. It's not done with, not gone for. You're still seeing things happen big time. Not little subtleties, but big time. And I don't know how you attack that unless we, not violently, mind you, unless we attack those situations ourselves. Right? When you see it taking place, I'm not going to do this one until we come back. But you're going to see, I'm going to go through a couple of stories where there is no racism involved in the story, yet somehow there was racism found. You have to be looking awful hard to find racism where it doesn't exist. Think about that. Look around your yard. Look around your potted plants and such. You'll see it. When we come back, an Illinois Democrat, they canceled the local Civil War reenactment. Why? Because it's racist. Show me the senior host. We'll be back in a little bit.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus the free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
A couple of nitwits.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
Oh, come on. You're doing the same thing I am. Don't make fun of me. You know, if I had known you could make millions of dollars by just speaking while music was going on in the background, my God, I would have nailed it. Because talking I can do. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, so apparently, these stories, they just floor me because they make no sense. And you wonder who was sitting in a chair somewhere and went, oh God, look at this, we can't have this. So claiming racism, an Illinois Democrat has canceled the local Civil War reenactment. So somebody gets irritated. Again, I go back to, we no longer, you know, with that old saying, we can't have nice things. You can't do anything that makes one person feel bad. When did that happen? And shame on you parents that let it happen. 2 years ago when the uproar about the Confederate Civil War monuments at the, I mean, they were like all over the place, if you remember. The Chicago Tribune reported on a monument to Confederate soldiers far north of the Mason-Dixon line in Chicago itself. The monument was the site of the mass grave of soldiers who died as prisoners at Camp Douglas, at which more Confederate prisoners died than any place else because of overcrowded and disease-filled conditions. Now, in April of 2018, a group called itself Smash White Supremacy Chicago, they held a protest to call the monument be taken down as a counter-protest to an event by the Sons of the Confederacy. You see what's going on here? Not far away in Madison, Wisconsin, the city council voted in 2018 to remove a monument listing the names of Confederate POWs buried at the local cemetery. Overruling the Landmarks Commission, which deemed the structure to be a grave marker, and you can't see the names on them anyhow. There's a new front in the local battle. It's the Chicago Tribune Lake County local news section reports. Lake County Forest Preserves Chair calls for an end to Civil War days. That's right. This is nothing we want, nor should we celebrate, nor should we reenact. Why not? You're reenacting a historical event. Now, if you start pushing that event, just look at, we're showing you how the white guys beat up on the black guys and we almost made it happen. That's one thing. But to see the blood that was shed, I mean, you know, when our young people don't even know what the Civil War was being fought for, and what's even more sick is when you get into the young people, the African-American community, who don't know what the Civil War was all about. All they know is that white supremacy means that white people are against black people, yet how many white people died in the Civil War fighting for the freedom of the slaves? Now I know, I'm not stupid. I know that some people were fighting for the preservation of the Union, the preservation of the states, not so much to end slavery. I got that. Civil War Days is a 27-year tradition. It was hosted by the Lakewood Forest Preserve. Now, they have the largest forest preserve in Lake County. The county north of Chicago, bordering Wisconsin to the north and Lake Michigan to the east. It's formerly the home of the Lake County Discovery Museum. The museum was relocated in 2017, and a reenactment eventually remained at Lakewood. Right, $10 a visit, you can get in and see what's going on. The boom of cannons, the crack of rifles, the galloping of horse hooves. I mean, think about this. You felt, you saw what took place in the Civil War days. You watched men from both sides die. Well, you know, obviously the acting. And you got to see the toll it took on people. Why is that a bad thing? See, I'm one of those idiots that really thinks that it was wrong for them to take the N-word out of Huckleberry Finn and Tom Sawyer. And when it comes to Italian history, I don't think you should take out words like Guinea, Wop, Dago, or any of that stuff. It's because I like those words? No, of course not. I want people to see the ugliness of the day. Whether you're black or German or Japanese. I mean, our history books now say that, you know, 9/11 was committed by a group of people from the Middle East or something along those lines. Representative Omar say that some people did something over there? Come on. What's it going to be next? We won't be able to say the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor? We'll say some people from overseas came over here and bombed Pearl Harbor? Or disturbed? No, you can't say bombed. Let me say, that would be terrible. Disturbed the silence of the morning? Now there's a new front in the local battle. Right? I mean, why would you... I'm going to be nice. But seriously, folks, when you're looking at this stuff, when you're thinking of what's going on, we have gone over the top. You had graduations that were segregated. Not kind of, sort of, not maybe. They were truly, honestly segregated. I'm sure Martin Luther King is very proud. His family's very proud, aren't they? Uncle Martin and the brother were lost for no reason, really. And this isn't just a story about ignorant social justice warriors who really don't understand history. Right? Now, no black soldiers were put on the front lines of the Union and Confederate armies to take the most casualties, but were largely kept behind the lines as manual labor people. So they weren't put in harm's way, not on purpose, but they weren't put in harm's way. But this is nothing more than a political correctness gone amok. Again, nothing new, though. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, be part of the conversation, be part of the solution. That's always good. Somebody was running around talking to some of these out-of-touch, I don't know, Congress people, I guess. They caught up with Pelosi. She looked horrified and petrified. Nothing new for her, right? She refused to say this week if she agreed with Representative AOC in her comparison of detention facilities at the southern border to Nazi concentration camps. Well, heck, why didn't she just say that they were like American concentration camps during World War II that Roosevelt put in place? I wonder why she didn't use that example. AOC faced backlash from within her own party after comparing the processing of illegal immigrants to the Jews in the concentration camps. Right? There were Holocaust survivors, you'll find it up on our Facebook page, that came out and spoke out against her. Democrat Holocaust survivors. Joe Mancini, your host. This is Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
US
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
At the first debate of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary, Senator Elizabeth Warren said corruption, plain and simple, is preventing millions of Americans from benefiting from the robust economy. Pressed about her desire to enact sweeping economic reforms, Warren said it's necessary, even though the economy is growing under President Donald Trump, because she said the status quo is helping wealthy and corporations, but not average people. Other candidates agreed the economy is not working for many Americans. Senator Amy Klobuchar from Minnesota said Trump is gloating in the White House, while former Texas Representative Beto O'Rourke switched into Spanish to speak about inequalities and then turned to English to slam the rigged economy that he said helps the wealthy and corporations. This debate is the first chance for many Americans to get to see the largest and most diverse presidential primary field in history. This is USA Radio News.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Real Side on GCN Live. Oh, it's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. They're having that Democrat debate in Florida, right?
They just finished.
No, but they were having it in Florida, right? Would it be really cool if they had it at the Trump Towers? That would be hilarious.
That would never happen.
That would be hilarious. It still would be hilarious. I think I would love it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. For real, I mean that sincerely. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. All right. So, when you look at, again, I would love to, the thing that stinks is we're right there. When they have these kind of special events, it's kind of hard to listen, make notes, and then put it out there. So we talked about Nancy Pelosi. I mean, who else is there, right? She won't say whether she agrees or disagrees with AOC's concentration remarks. I have a video up on Facebook. I guess I could put it up on the regular page as well. About how do you do this? How dare you, compare these camps where people climbing fences to get in? They're walking hundreds of miles to get in. And you are actually going to sit there and say that they're like concentration camps? I don't know of any Jew that was pounding at the front gates of Auschwitz to get in. I mean, if anybody has stories on that, if they have proof, let me know. I'll back off. Nobody was trying. There was no Jew trying to get into Germany. All right? There was nothing better for them there. And, I think this whole immigration thing is 100% proof positive that the Democrats could care less about the rule of law. Because a couple of things going on. They could have changed it on their own. If they didn't like these laws and the way things were going, they could have changed it on their own. their own illustrious president, President Obama, even said at one point in time he can't just write the law. They have to do it. And they still didn't get on it. And now that they're actually telling people not how to skirt the law, but how to break the law. The Dems are actually doing that. And they think, you know, how hypocritical is it for all the 2020 candidates to come out and talk about how it's a shame, it's a sin, it's barbaric that that President Trump's going to do the roundup? You're going to go round up some of these people? Well, I'm sorry. So now enforcing the law is barbaric. Enforcing the law now is the wrong thing to do. No, the wrong thing to do is you guys sitting around doing nothing, truly nothing, but trying to catch the president. You know how you knock him out? Do you know how you could possibly take him out? You pass all these bills that the American people want and stick it to Mitch McConnell because he's going to have to get them signed. He's going to have to push them through. And once that happens, then you got him. But right now, we've got you. He's got you. President Trump, whether you believe it or not, he's got you right where he wants you. You're out there fighting every single thing he does. When you come out and you say that the tax cuts only benefited the 1%, well, then if that's true, it's mostly your people. Democrats have more millionaires in Congress than Republicans do. Nancy Pelosi, she was teed off. She lives in California. I am sure her real estate tax is more than $10,000. And the cap is now 10 grand. That's why she was mad. I mean, and it just goes on from there. It's just great. You know, I don't know the guy, but I guess it's big news. You know, Dog the Bounty Hunter, his wife died today or yesterday. You know, you knew about that? How come I'm the last one to find out all this stuff? She's got children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. And, you know, just on a human level, our hearts and prayers go out to Dog. I don't know what she died from, but, you know, you got that, you got kid.
Cancer.
Breast cancer.
Throat
cancer. Wow. That's unusual for a woman.
Second bout with it.
Too bad. So anyhow, again, I don't know them, but our hearts and prayers go out to them as well. So again, when you look at what's going on, you look at Pelosi, she can't come out and say, maybe it was Pelosi, she's tired of apologizing for AOC and Omar. Maybe she's thinking they can burn themselves out. Maybe she's even thinking at some point in time she can actually help get them out of office in the next election. Because they're never going to go along, and maybe she's using them. I'm not the smartest guy in the room when it comes to this stuff, but she might be able, right, to I don't know, get somebody to run against AOC. She might be able to get AOC to burn herself out. Maybe that's what she's trying to do. Right, get AOC and Omar to make such fools of themselves that there's no way they can get reelected. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You know, the one I think we have to watch out for that people are paying much attention to is Tulsi Gabbard. I've heard her speak. Right? You know what is she slow and steady? She is not, you know, for the Democrats right now, she's not far left enough. Not even close. She's the only war veteran in the group, and I've always said, now notice I have never said, what we need is some old, good, white war veterans. No, what I've said is we need some veterans in Congress. We need veterans in the House and Senate. We need veterans to step up and do the work. They've been under pressure. They've seen what happened over there. They know what socialism does, communism does. And they would never let it happen here. And that's why we need more of them. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Governor Cuomo has been warning that a low turnout allows AOC's chosen candidate to win a district attorney race. This, again, is a problem. See, you can't have sympathy for the people in New York when they don't come out and vote. Only 11% of the people came out to vote in a special election. Right? It was a situation that still led to freshman congresswoman's victory over Representative Joe Crowley back in 2018, right? I don't know if people say, well, there's nobody for me to come out and vote for. That's what I think happens, frankly. Right? I don't want the same guy in there. He's terrible. The new girl that just showed up. She took a night off from the bar to go ahead and run for office. Why would I vote for her? Cuomo indicated the turnout was the reason why Crowley lost to such a progressive candidate. While he was able to beat former progressive challenger Cynthia Nixon in the same congressional district, how does Crowley lose and win by 37 points? It's all about turnout, right? And Cynthia Nixon had better, wasn't she a Sex and the City girl?
Yes.
So she had better name recognition. Right now, now he's dubbing the low turnout effect. He's calling it the Joe Crowley effect. Because it's only a small group of naysayers, small group of noisemakers, if you would, right, that are dealing with this. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. They really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, being, again, being part of the solution. I'm looking at this, some of the notes that people are making. You know, and this must have been a great event. Like,
Ron said it was a sponge bath.
What?
Sponge bath. It wasn't a debate, it was a sponge bath.
God bless America. Again, like I said, I get such a kick out of this. And, you know, I don't know how you get that many people. We had the same problem a while back. How do you get that many people on stage, get real answers, get real insight to what's going on? Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. Oh, my God. Look at De Blasio. I got scared. He blew my whole concentration. 855-ROAD-SHOW. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. All right, so, you know, I told you, and, you know, if you're an old-time listener, long-time listener, we know who you are. We know where some of you live, too. So, anyway, I always appreciate the time that you guys spend with me, but I appreciate the time that some of you guys have hung out with us for years now. I figure, you know what? Are we the only radio show on? Because, I mean, they're hanging out with us. They've been around for a long time. Huh? We're the best. Tammy says we're the best. Okay, so I have to believe we're the best. Ron, very, very happy. Ron DeBlevin celebrating his 21st birthday for the, I don't know how many modern times. But anyway, always a pleasure to have you. Paul McCartney has a very special song just for you, Ron. And this is from Russia, so this will be your Russian connection. Are you all singing happy birthday to Ron? Because if you're not, we're gonna keep running until you do. All right, Ron, always a pleasure. You know, I appreciate your comments in the chat room. I love that you're involved and you're engaged. Appreciate the time that you've spent with us and hung in with us over the period of time. And keep up the good work. I mean, not just for us. I mean, I see the comments you make. I see how engaged and involved you get. So, again, keep it up and keep fighting. We all got to keep fighting. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562 if you want to get involved in the conversation. Again, as I said earlier, there's a lot going on. There's a lot in the news that we can be. You know what we haven't done in a while? We haven't done any of those campus crazies. You know, I mean, well, it's kind of hard to do because you do a couple of them, it's like you want to throw up in your mouth and, you know, seriously. And, you know, people get really mad when we talk about this stuff. But one of these days, somebody's going to have to figure out this is real and there's something we have to do about this. We can't let this go on because it's just absurd. I have daughters. This is why this bothers me so much, too, because, you know, the girls work so hard to get where they want to get in sports. They beat their brains out. They give up things. They give up places that they want to go and friends because they're working out to win. They want to win their meet. They want to win with their team. But now we find that there's a group of female athletes that have filed a legal complaint against a Connecticut policy that allows transgender athletes to compete as their gender of choice. Now, conservative nonprofit alliance defending freedom is advocating for Selena Soul and two minor female athletes. They filed an official discrimination complaint to the U.S. Department of Education. This ought to be good. For civil rights on June 17th, they claim that the new Connecticut Interscholastic Athletic Conference, allowing biological males who identify as transgender to compete in female athletics. Now, again, it's not right. That's why we had different teams to begin with. Even within the teams, you have different sets of teams. What is it? Just weightlifting alone and wrestling and things like that. You have different sides, different weight classes. And to say that that there is no difference between upper body strength or lower body strength, there's no difference in muscle mass, muscle tone, bone mass, bone tone, that's just wrong. That's more than wrong. That's actually being dishonest. Maybe one of the things has to be testosterone levels. No, seriously, you've got to come up with a test. You've got to come up with something that says, no, you can't do this. And the reason you can't do this is, I think it's really funny that these people that for years were shoving science down the throat of, look, when it comes to climate change, they shove science down your throat, right? And again, with shoving science down your throat, they can't prove any of it. Even the scientists, serious scientists, look at the data for climate change and go, not so much. And yet, when it comes to biology, when it comes to male-female, when it comes to transgenderism, you can't count science, you can only count feelings. It is amazingly dishonest or disingenuous, whatever term makes you feel better. Conservative Nonprofit Alliance Defending Freedom, they're great. They're a great organization. And I'm glad they've taken this up because they'll fight this all the way through. Like large numbers of girls around the nation, each complainant has trained much of her life striving to shave mere fractions. I mean, think about that. I never got into these kind of sports. I was, you know, the big bulky stuff, right? Football, hockey. I mean, if there was a girls' hockey team, think about that. A transgender guy, or a transgender girl, I guess at that point, are you going to tell me that they're not going to have an advantage because of their frame and the way they're built? That, again, would be dishonest. And those girls, they work so hard to, again, if they're in track or anything along those lines, swimming even. And maybe it's a sport-by-sport thing. I don't know enough, but I tell you what I do know. There are two genders. They're built differently. They have different strengths and weaknesses. They suffer from different diseases. They're prone to different diseases. Why not call it what it is? You don't want somebody to feel bad? When do we start using that as a guideline as to what's right or wrong? When you've been busting your hump and you come in ninth in a race, you're going to feel bad. Why did so-and-so get number one or number two? Because they worked harder. They worked longer. They worked harder. They gave up something. The dreams and the goals, those opportunities for participation, recruitment, scholarships, and more are now being directly and negatively impaired by this new policy. You know, the whole Title IX thing was for equality between male and females. If there's no male and females, then it's time to wipe out Title IX, isn't there? Maybe everybody just gets to compete. The heck with whether you're a male, female, transgender, or not. Sol stated on Tucker Carlson that she missed qualifying for the regional New England track and field, by just two places. She finished in eighth place when the top six advanced. She stated that two of the finishers that were above her were biologically male. So they had a leg up. And they do. But you'll never... And the, you know, talk about bullying. Who really has the market cornered on bullying? It's the Democrats. They have bullied these coaches, these administrators. I mean, political correctness has run so far amok that even when you have real, you truly have science on your side, look what happens. Right, they still won't say anything. ADF claims that the CIAC policy allowing boys to compete with girls violates the protection of Title IX, a federal law that preserves equal opportunities for women in athletic competition and ultimately prevents sex-based discrimination. Now, what's funny is I think the other day the Congress supposedly passed an equal rights bill for the gay and lesbian community, which I think is interesting. Because my understanding is they do have equal rights. Why does Congress have to get involved? I mean, look what's happening to the Bakers. Look what's happening in some of these states where the equal rights are being challenged, discrimination is being challenged. And the state laws, in most cases, are prevailing. Except when you start to take advantage of the religious groups. Holcomb revealed that Carlson showed that a single individual male athlete now holds 10 records inside the state of Connecticut that were once held by 10 individual girls. What's that tell you? No, what does it tell you? You know it's wrong. And I don't know, what is it now? Now some of the conservatives go, well, I'm not afraid, I'll say it. Well, you're saying it alone, and sometimes the way you say it doesn't win anything for anybody. You need to say it in such a fashion, you need to do it in such a fashion where people think you're not being accusatory or attacking them. Give them a reason to work with you. Sometimes, you know, you got to swallow your pride, not come out with guns blazing or, you know, fist pumping. You come out and say, look, you know this is wrong, I know this is wrong, let's sit down and let's work this out. Let's figure out a way that we can all kind of get along and make things work. In some areas, this is not going to happen. A, people aren't going to work with you, and there is no workaround. And maybe it's one of those things that if it's transgender, not only do they have to take the medication, but they have to be fully done with their operations. And you know, in high school, that's not going to be the case. I think if they're truly being honest, and I don't think they are, they need to look at this all the way around, 360 degrees. Joe Messina, your host, thanks for listening to me rant. Have a great rest of the day. God bless. And don't be stupid, because I want you back here tomorrow. And the show, tell your friends, come back here tomorrow. God bless.